Actually, there's been an increase in concern about prescription drugs in the just nationally for some time. The Centers for Disease Control publishes data on this, and certainly over the past 10 years or so, we've seen a number of indicators of prescription drug use being the fastest growing drug problem in the nation. Certainly, we've seen that in terms of unintentional deaths related to drug overdose. We've seen that in data from emergency room visits for overdose of prescription pain medications in particular. And then the DOD also does surveys every 3 years or so on health behaviors, and substance use is one of those. Self-reported use of prescription medications for non-medical purposes has been on the rise over the past 10 years or so since they've been assessing that as one of the indicators.
But bottom line, the problems you're seeing in the Air Force really mirror the general population in the United States. This is not a special Air Force problem.
That is true. In fact, the steps that we've taken are in sync with the rest of the Department of Defense. And so, yes, we do not see this as particularly an Air Force problem. In fact, I think the data would suggest that it's not as much of a problem as it is in other aspects of the community, but we want to lean forward and be very proactive in educating our people about the dangers of prescription drug misuse, as well as to do what we can to try to deter misuse of prescription medications.
And are these problems something that people are bringing into the force with them when they're recruited or when they enlist, or is it something that is developing once they're in there, indicating you might have some issue that you need to solve to keep people from going there?
I'd say all of the above. Certainly there are screening questions that look in terms of overall drug abuse. People are asked about that prior to their entering the service, and those with concerns about that before they enter the service, those are looked at and evaluated prior to the person entering active duty. There are also cases where problems can develop after a person comes on active duty, and certainly the use of prescription drugs, or the misuse, I should say, is a broad range of issues. There's certainly people that might use prescription medications as recreational drugs. There are people that might begin using, let's say, pain medications for an illness or an injury that have trouble getting off of those. And so there really is a large scope related to this issue. And so we try to look at each of those aspects of the problem and deal with them appropriately.
And let's try to dig down a little bit more into specifically what drugs, or at least what categories you're most concerned about. And as sort of a corollary to that, are you going to be disclosing what drugs you're testing for?
Certainly we're concerned about misuse of any prescription drugs. Since they are powerful medications, they should be used only under medical supervision. Probably the biggest problems in the nation and in the military as well would be related to opioid pain medications. They are the most addictive and probably the most commonly abused prescription drugs. We are really pushing the message that people need to get clear directions from their healthcare providers about how medications should be used, and really stick to those instructions, and to make sure that they're not deviating from that. Because that's really a patient safety issue. In terms of pushing out exactly what we're testing for, we're not publishing or really advertising the exact medications. And part of the problem with that is we don't want people to be alarmed about medications that they are taking for legitimate medical purposes. We do want people to get the health care that they need and to make use of those medications. We also don't want people to conclude that we're testing only for these medications and we're not testing for these other medications. So pushing that information out doesn't necessarily help with deterrence. But generally, we are looking at the pain medications and some sedatives and those types of medications that are the most commonly misused.
And to that point of legitimate use, what happens to an airman if they do pop positive on a test for something they have a legitimate prescription for?
Right. And there are a number of precautions that prevent that from happening. The drug lab will receive a urinalysis sample and will test for it. If one of the tested substances is contained in that sample or is identified in that sample, what happens is that that goes to a medical review officer, which is a physician, who looks at the medical record, looks for whether there is a legitimate prescription in the record that would justify that sample having that substance in it. If that prescription is identified in there, then the test is not reported as a positive test.
And give us an idea how this test will work day to day. What procedures and steps are going to be in place to implement this whole policy?
Right. Really, from the perspective of the service member or from the drug testing collection sites, there's going to be no difference. The processes are exactly the same. The difference really takes place at the laboratory where they're just testing for different substances.
Our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Mark Ort. He is the Chief of Air Force Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention and Treatment and Drug Demand Reduction. And to the broader topic of drug testing, also just this week, I think, the Air Force announced that it was going to be testing for SPICE, which I think is a pretty new capability, right? Is that true? And you want to describe a little bit about what the issues around SPICE are?
That is a relatively new capability for us, although we have been testing for SPICE over the past year or so. SPICE is a synthetic marijuana, so to speak, or it has the similar effects that marijuana has. This has been something that we've been recognizing as a problem in the Air Force probably for the last couple years or so. It's something that has been fairly readily available. Folks have sometimes identified this as a legal way to get high. The Drug Enforcement Agency has, in the last year or so, started to control the chemicals that are used for the manufacture of SPICE, so now it is a controlled substance. The Air Force has also put policies in place that explicitly ban the use of this substance. So there's been a number of steps that have helped to deter use of this substance because it is a very dangerous drug. It's not controlled. What is in a given package of SPICE can vary very broadly because it's not controlled in any way. So people take pretty substantial risks if they are using this substance.
And before we finish, we should talk about some of the counseling and prevention services that the Air Force has available.
Sure.
Because there are some ways that an airman can come forward and be spared from punishment, right, if he voluntarily admits to having a drug or alcohol problem.
Yes, we definitely want to encourage people who have problems with substance use to come forward and get the help that they need. There are some caveats or some provisions, I should say, in Air Force policy that allows a Air Force member to disclose drug use to their commander or to a substance abuse evaluator or to a military medical provider if their intent is to get treatment. And in stepping forward voluntarily like that, it allows them to get help, and it does protect them from being disciplined under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the intent of that process is to help encourage people to get the help that they need.